There are problems in every parent-child relationship. The one between Alice Rossi and her daughter Nina is no exception, but their problems are exceptional. Alice Rossi helped found the National Organization for Women. She sparked controversy when she called for equality in parenting. But her daughter Nina says Alice was not as successful a mother as she was a feminist. Today, Alice Rossi is 85 and dying from emphysema. Her daughter is 47, a single mother. And as Karen Brown of Member State WFCR reports, the two have been spending time together.
Nina Rossi visits her mother Alice, a rail-thin but still cogent woman, every Sunday for tea. But their relationship hasn't always been close. In the 60s and 70s, Alice was a nationally renowned feminist and scholar, author of a seminal book called The Feminist Papers. Looking back, Alice admits that as she was trying to save the world's women, she may well have let her own daughter slip through the cracks.
There was a period of Nina's life that I felt was critical, where I was a neglectful parent because of the busyness of my life, and I took shortcuts in parenting.
Sitting today in Alice's Amherst, Massachusetts home, where medical tubes crisscrossed the living room, Nina remembers those preteen years.
Yeah, I would have been happy with a mother who was making Rice Krispie treats, I'm sure. I think I deeply resented all of her activities. I can remember actually just sitting outside your study door crying and not being able to break in.
While Alice Rossi was writing papers on gender stereotypes, job discrimination, and co-parenting, Nina was falling apart.
I actually ended up dropping out of high school, worked on a wharf for 5 years. I was very alcoholic at the time and had been since I was 15. But I sobered up. I turned around.
Nina's an artist now. She lives a half hour from her mother. For decades, she kept her resentment secret. Then a few years ago, Alice was writing her memoirs and asked Nina to comment on the manuscript.
Because I felt they were too much of Alice the heroine, not enough darkness and humanity. Well, what was your reaction to that feedback?
Oh, I thought deep and hard about it, and it hit a very vital point. And I had some responsibility, therefore, to future historians or future women who read my work but don't know the whole person.
Mom, why did you just phrase it as your responsibility to future women and blah, 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 instead of your responsibility to me or to your family, to be honest and
Alice and Nina often tug at each other like this. Nina has chosen to work part-time so she can be home more for her teenage boys. Alice considers Nina a great mother, but wonders if Nina realizes how hard it was to be a professional woman in her day.
Well, what I was really trying to do and not doing very well was being a feminist in my politics, but in my home, I was trying to hold on to as much of the traditional female role as possible, partly because my husband wasn't backing me up in terms of picking up the slack in our family relationships. But you see, in the story, from Nina's point of view, it's me. You don't hear her saying the same thing about her father.
That's true. I guess there's different expectations with his role.
Alice tried to breed out gender stereotypes in her own family. She wouldn't let her daughters play with Barbie dolls, which may explain why Nina bought Barbies for her own sons, who weren't actually all that interested.
Because I had this unfulfilled Barbie desire. I got to put those little tiny shoes on those totally deformed feet.
I wasn't aware of this.
Still, Nina says she must have absorbed some of her mother's feminist sensibility. Nina was a longshoreman on Cape Cod. She used to manage an auto parts store. She now builds wheelchairs, all traditional male domains. But she's never called herself a feminist.
It accumulated some connotations over time that it didn't have, I'm sure, when my mother first called herself a feminist. Now it has this strident connotation, you know, a little bit man-hating maybe or whatever.
But while Nina may not go to the kind of marches her mother's generation made famous, she does go after social injustice in her art. Alice says she not only admires her daughter's artistic spirit, she's long harbored a decidedly unfeminist wish for Nina.
I always thought that this daughter should have married a very wealthy man so that she could spend all her time if she wanted just in front of a canvas Alyssa, sometimes I would think this and then laugh at myself.
Nina smiles at that and reflects on the direction they've each gone in.
I guess in my own life I've made different choices regarding that balance between family and professional life. But if I was in a position to make as much of a difference as my mother was, you know, maybe I'd choose the other way. I don't know.
Alice Rossi's emphysema is getting worse, but she and Nina say they'll keep talking as long as they can. For NPR News, I'm Karen Brown.